The Florida Communications Group said today it is offering voluntary separations, including severance packages, to about half of its 1,326 employees, including those with the Tampa Tribune and WFLA News Channel 8. John Schuler is president of the Florida Communications Group, which oversees the operations of TBO.com, The Tribune, News Channel 8, and other daily and weekly publications, such as the Spanish-language paper Centro. Late this afternoon, WMNO spoke with John Schuler about what this means to his employees and to the readers of the area.
People have a choice. I mean, they can choose to voluntarily. It's a voluntary separation program that is being offered to approximately half of the employee group. And that makes them, if they choose, they become eligible for us to consider their volunteer separation request.
If all the people that you asked don't choose that, will you have to lay some of these people off?
The answer is that if we don't, we're not trying to lay off 50% of our workforce. We're just giving 50% the choice to do so. And at the end of the time that they submit, we can determine who among them we would allow to go. So we're certainly not expecting that number of people to voluntarily leave the company. So, and if we determine this is in a much larger context than just the voluntary separation program, we are transforming our media company into a single media company that oversees different platforms of distribution of media. So this is in service of that. So you've got one chief executive in charge of all of content across all the platforms. You've got one who's responsible for all of the revenue, one for all of marketing, so that we're looking at this in a much different way than other media companies are with regard to how we go to market. So the president and publisher of the Tampa Tribune is responsible for all content across all platforms.
Right, because this is a different system where you've got with TBO.com, the Tribune, News Channel 8, obviously different than I guess most way that newspapers are really set up in this country.
Right, and so you've got also all of our community newspapers and Highlands Today and Hernando Today and TBO.com are all part of this Florida Communications Group entity here.
And everybody realizes right now it's been tough going for newspapers the last few years here for different reasons. Does that must play a part of this? I mean, overall, you're trying to restructure anyway to make your business more efficient. But playing into that is the idea that, well, for example, we've seen now, I don't know how long ago you guys switched, the commentary section of the Sunday paper is now basically just 3 pages long. You're continuing to do things to, I guess you would call it, make it more efficient. To some readers, it would seem like making it smaller in a way.
Yes. I mean, obviously, we believe that there's two forces at play here. One is the economic conditions of Tampa Bay, which you certainly are feeling. And from an industry standpoint, you know, radio's not too far behind, but certainly the classified entities that affected newspapers have had a dramatic impact. And so we are expanding our product portfolio to chase after advertisers who are seeking consumers and digital platforms. But in any given week, with our current portfolio, 80% of the adults in the DMA of Tampa use one of our products. And so we've got a huge audience base. Now we're trying to make sure that advertisers can get to them. And we see the industry changing dramatically with mass media. So this is, you got two major things going on in the that is affecting our industries, and we're trying to make sure that we've got an organizational structure that reflects that structure more than just size.
These voluntary separations that have been presented to these over 600 employees, how long do they have, the folks have to review them and decide before they get back to you?
2 weeks.
And then after that,
And then we decide whether or not which ones we can accept.